This is People in Your Neighborhood. This morning I am joined by Jennifer McIntyre with the South Dakota Discovery Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I love when it's almost 40 degrees at, you know, 6 in the morning. It's just a beautiful day already.
Yeah. Well, they probably get a blizzard in like April or something.
Yeah, probably. But I'm going to live in the moment right now and enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a lot of things coming up at the Discovery Center that are really exciting as whenever I start thinking of warmer weather. But this Saturday is Starry Saturdays. It's the second Saturday of the month where we explore the galaxy in our big planetarium dome that we had donated to us last year. We got that. And so it's still exciting to be able to go into the dome and experience different cosmic things in the universe. And that's this Saturday from 11 to 1 is the first thing coming up. But like I said, a lot of things always happening at the Discovery Center. So get on our website, sd-discovery.org. This month is National Engineers Week is this month, starting February 18th. So we're celebrating that E in STEM, the engineers that build our buildings, make all sorts of things possible, are working on the bridge, and so that week we'll be doing various highlights on engineers and all sorts of things going on. So yeah. And then let's see, we also have our summer internship program is open. So if you know of anyone or if you yourself are 16 or older and looking for something to do this summer that is interesting, dynamic, and will give you some skills for managing children as they get really excited about science, get onto our website and apply today.
That's right.
Yeah, and so just lots of fun things going on for all ages. And, you know, we have our little Explorer summer registration coming up as well, and just all things science.
That's right. Science is great. I love science.
We can't live without it.
Absolutely. I was going to do meteorology, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I went to school, but I realized I had to do math.
Yeah.
So I was like, especially calculus. It's like, I can't do calculus.
That was the math was a big one for me as well. I wish I had the resources that kids do nowadays. And maybe the new math actually will help secure the next generation and in the career, their dream careers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying math isn't important. It's just, I never liked it, but I mean, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, no, I just always struggled with it, but I always loved being outside, and I really love now that I get to work for a place that engages everyday people. Like, I don't consider myself a scientist, but I get to be a scientist when I help with citizen science projects and help my coworkers and do different things with them. So it's really exciting to work at the Discovery Center and get to promote all the things we're doing and hopefully build the confidence of kids so that they can become meteorologists, even if they feel like they're not great at math and that sort of thing. So,
oh, yeah. I've always been fascinated by astronomy myself.
Yeah, well, we need to get you in the planetarium then. So this Saturday, you got to come to Starry Saturdays.
I'll do my best to get there.
All right. Well, I'll hold you to it.
Just the thought of just like we're just a big rock just floating just in space just fascinates me.
Yeah, well, and just all the things that are going on. And we have eclipses coming up. And so you can get your eclipse glasses
at the Discovery Center as well.
Yeah, and so I think there's a minor one coming up. But then, you know, I'm starting to figure out where I can go to see the big eclipse where you can, I think it's the whole sun will be covered and there's only certain spots. And then after this one, there won't be very many coming up anytime soon. So gotta make a plan for the next eclipse.
That's right.
And get your glasses because you don't want to just look up at the sun.
Oh,
that
no.
will ruin your retinas.
if anybody didn't know that, when an eclipse happens, you don't look right at it.
Exactly.
It'll burn your retinas.
Yeah, exactly. So get your glasses at the Discovery Center. We have a bunch of them that we ordered through NASA that people can get. And, you know, and then check out Starry Saturdays this weekend to learn a little bit more about all the cosmic things that are happening.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of cool stuff going on for the Discovery Center.
Oh, yeah. And just as usual, everybody needs to get on our website, sd-discovery.org. They can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We're even on LinkedIn and even on TikTok now. So you can find us, learn more about what is going on, and join in.
Okay, well, sounds great. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was great to talk to you. Yeah. I look forward to our next meeting here.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. You'll see a lot of me come summer.
Summer.
Yep, summer I know it camps sounds, and all sorts of things going on.
It sounds far away, but I think it'll be here before you know it.
I hope so.
Well, have a good day.
You too.